Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wanick, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live recording on how to stay positive in a negative world was recorded at our 2010 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
Again, this is the exact opposite of what God was telling Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, where he says, "Be strong and of a good courage." This is the way we've got to be. We've got to be strong and of a good courage, and we cannot be afraid and we cannot be dismayed. And yet the environment, the situation that we find ourselves in today is discouraging, and it causes men's hearts to faint. It causes our love for God to grow cold. So we are in a hostile environment that if you just leave it to the natural things, if you don't have a plan and if you don't take the Word of God and make a deliberate stand, the natural thing is for your love for God to grow cold, for your heart to faint, for you to be discouraged and be dismayed. It is not going to happen accidentally. You know, as I was thinking about ministering these things, I went back through my life and what Jamie and I have been through. And you know what? I guarantee you, there are so many times that Jamie and I just stood and encouraged ourselves in the Lord, and we fought discouragement. We never have embraced discouragement. We have never just sat down and said, "Well, we're discouraged and we give in to it and it's just the way that it is." Sure, we've been discouraged and we've had discouragement come against us, but man, I've fought it and fought it and fought it. And I tell you, you cannot give in to discouragement. You cannot placate it at all. You have to fight this like the plague. You know, if you knew that somebody was carrying cancer and that somehow or another cancer could be communicated just by somebody touching you or something, if you knew that, I guarantee you that you would act differently. You wouldn't just hang out with that person. You wouldn't let that person communicate that thing unto you. You'd fight it. Well, I'm telling you that there is a cancer in this world. There is a cancer in our society today. Iniquity is abounding, and it will cause you to be discouraged and dismayed, and unless you are resisting it and specifically fighting against it, the natural thing is for you to be discouraged and dismayed today. You have to on purpose choose to be encouraged. And again, I'm going to take a lot of scriptures and show you exactly how to do this, but the point I'm making tonight is it's not going to happen until you make a decision that you aren't going to be discouraged, that you are going to resist this discouragement, and you are going to encourage yourself in the Lord. Before I can give you the antidote, I first of all got to show you how dangerous the situation is so that, praise God, people will be motivated to change. Look in Hebrews chapter 12. This is talking about Jesus. And in verse 1 it says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your mind." Here again is the same thing. It says that man's hearts will fail them or faint because of the things that are happening here on the earth. And if you aren't considering Jesus, you know, you could go back to Matthew chapter 14 where Jesus walked on the water to his disciples. And Peter saw him and he said, "Lord, if it's you, bid me come unto you on the water." And the Lord said, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water. And as long as he was looking at Jesus, he performed a miracle. He was walking on top of water. This is the only other person recorded in Scripture besides Jesus who ever walked on the water was Peter. And he walked on the water. The Scripture doesn't tell us how far he walked, but as long as he looked at Jesus, he could walk on top of the water. But it says that when he saw the wind and the waves boisterous, he was afraid. Which, remember those verses we started with over in Joshua chapter 1, "Be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be dismayed." When you let fear in, then all of this strong and good courage leaves. He saw the wind and the waves and he was afraid and he began to sink. Did you know that the wind and the waves had nothing to do with him walking on the water? He couldn't have walked on the water if it had been a perfectly calm day. If the water had been glass smooth, he couldn't have walked on the water. What did the wind and the waves have to do with anything? It didn't mean anything, but what it did, it's saying when he took his attention off of Jesus. It says here, consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your mind. When he took his attention off of Jesus and he began to look at his surroundings, he began to sink. And you know what? This is exactly what all of this evilness and wickedness that we've been talking about does. It grabs our attention. We start seeing all of this ungodliness and it takes our attention off of Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, and it causes us to become weary and faint in our mind. It's not your spirit. Your born again spirit's perfect. In the spirit, you are awesome. If you've been born again, you've got the life of God, the fullness of God on the inside of you. But the part where you faint is in your mind. And this world has occupied the attention of this generation of believers, I believe, more than any generation of believers that have ever lived. Through television, radio, all the internet, and all of the access to information that we have, we are hearing things that are happening on the other side of the world at the exact time that they happen. You know, one of the benefit of past generations is that when something happened, it would take 2 or 3 or 4 weeks for people to find out about it, because of the way information traveled. And, like for instance, if it was something that wasn't that important, well, after 2 or 3 weeks period of time, you know, it was over with and it wasn't a big deal and people were able to kind of deal with it. But we hear stuff at real time and we get all of this terrible things that are going on all over the world just inundated with it in a way that no other generation of believers ever have. We hear about all of the wickedness, all of the perversion, all of the weird things that are going on. It's amazing to me how the news media today reports stuff and the things that they report and the weird stuff that they report. And most of us are paying for it to come into our house. You're paying for this discouragement. You're paying for this dismay. But we are just exposed to all of this stuff. It says that we get weary and faint in our mind. And like Peter, we take our attention off of Jesus. And when we look in another direction and see all of this weirdness that's going on, it causes us to sink. I'm telling you, if you are going to be strong and of a good courage and be not afraid and not be dismayed, you are going to have to get fanatical about keeping your mind stayed on God. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, that the Lord will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon him because he trusts in him. Your peace is linked directly to what you think upon. And if you are finding yourself discouraged, you know, like I could take, for example, I was talking in the offering tonight about the financial situation and they're claiming that this is the worst recession since the Great Depression. If you listen to that and if you're focused on that and hearing everything that they're saying, it's going to discourage you in the area of prosperity. It's going to discourage you from believing that this is a time to step out and begin to believe God. And you'll get this fear mentality that will cause you to start making decisions that hurt you instead of help you. This is a great time to be investing. Most millionaires that have been made in the history of this nation have happened during times of hard times when everybody else is afraid and they're selling things for 50 cents on the dollar. People who aren't operating in fear are buying and investing. And then when things turn around, and it will turn around, you know, I prophesied, I don't know if prophesied is the right word, but a year ago during December and January, I taught on these things on my television program, and I said, you hide and watch. I said, I can guarantee you by the end of 2009, this thing is going to be turning around. You will start seeing things improve, and sure enough, the reports are that things are rebounding, and that was long before Obama got in and long before a stimulus plan or anything else. Things just have a tendency of adjusting. One of the reasons that we have this financial problem in the first place is because there were so many people doing things that were contrary to sound investment. There needed to be a pop of this bubble. Things needed to change. There's always course corrections. And I was saying that things would turn around, and they are turning around. I can guarantee you that this is not the end of prosperity in the United States. This isn't a time to be pulling back. You ought to be believing God. Those of you that have faith in God, this is a great time for you to go out and buy these houses that other people are dumping. Thank you for both of those amens. I know many of you, look, you can't do that because you know why? You're afraid and dismayed. Or maybe you really are in a crisis situation because you haven't been operating in God's economy, but you can get back onto faith and you can start doing things God's way. But brothers and sisters, if you keep your eyes stayed on Jesus, you can walk on top of the very thing that's causing other people to sink. God wants to prosper you and bless you, but you're going to have to make yourself be strong and of a good courage. And you know, I believe that these meetings this week, God has laid this on my heart. I believe I'm going to say some things that are going to encourage you and help bring you out. But let me say this, you can't count on me or somebody else encouraging you. Ultimately, you are going to have to get to where like David did in 1 Samuel chapter 30. You're going to have to learn how to encourage yourself in the Lord. You're going to have to get discerning enough that when you hear somebody speaking unbelief and doubt and fear on the television or the news or whatever it is, that you take a stand and you counter those things. You know, a passage of Scripture that people quote often is Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. And that verse says, "No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, thus saith the Lord." That's a great promise, and people quote that all of the time. But notice, it says, "No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper," and then it says, "and every tongue that rises against you in judgment." You know what? I believe that there's a linkage there. You know how these weapons come against you? Through words.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to stay positive in a negative world. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2010 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1065C for CD or R3209D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RHT23 when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to introduce to you a brand new feature that we have, and that's our online Charis Bible College School. We have about 15 different locations around the world where we have Charis Bible College Schools. We've had correspondence where you send in and get CDs and have tests that you send in and they get graded. But now we've started an online Bible school where you can actually sign up with other people, go through the classes. It's a structured thing, and yet it's flexible enough that you can make it according to your schedule. Wherever you are, you can get on this, and you have a facilitator that comes on and interacts with you, and it's the next best thing to being in one of our Charis Bible Colleges. I think it'll be a blessing to you, so check it out. You can call 719-635-1111, or you can go to our website, awmi.net.